wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
We were so proud of them. We knew they were going to Spain, and we knew that we were going to be up against the world's best. I mean, this is, they don't call this the Dance World Cup for nothing. I mean, you know, both of you, I mean, you've played, Success, you've played in a World Cup. You know what it's like to be in a World Championship playing for your country?
Yes, it wasn't a World Cup, but it was a championship.
Yeah.
And it was, it can be daunting.
And what do you mean daunting?
It's stressful,
yeah.
Definitely. And you hope that everything that you've done back at home and the practices that you've
Correct.
Put in and
yeah.
the training really makes up when you step onto that stage or between those four lines. So,
Primary School, I played a tree in a play once. It was nerve-wracking. I had to just stand
still. Okay, what kind of tree was it?
I don't know what tree it was. It was an old
oak tree.
I stood with my head through the little hole in the middle. I was like, damn, this is hard. And I felt the pressure. That was like not in front of a world crowd. But this, ladies and gents, is history in the making because they've returned victorious. And, of course, I'm talking about K&J Dance Unlimited, who've been and conquered the Dance World Cup in Spain. And this morning, Jackie is here, the owner of K&J. Claudia is here and Brandon are here, the two instrumental choreographers and dancers who've paved the way along with Jackie and an immense team of incredibly talented people that make K&J Dance Unlimited what they are. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
World champion.
Yeah.
Do you know, I mean, now you'd know because you're back, but I mean, a lot of people couldn't obviously be with you over there. So when you won, the video went like boom, it was like viral. Everybody's inbox had that video, that winning moment, not only the winning moment, but the dance and then the winning moment and behind the scenes. And I was like, we want more, show us more, show us more, show us behind the scenes and the joy. But I mean, I don't know if you could feel from that side, the love that was being poured out to this side when you'd won gold. Could you sense that back home, there was this like, you know, the whole northern suburbs and everybody who knows the institution that you have. Could you feel the love coming from home, first of all?
Absolutely. We really, we could. Yeah.
I think that it was more like from our families at
yes.
that point. Like we got an influx of like love
like
from
love.
Our family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think we realized that everyone kind of knew about it until we got home.
Yeah.
100%. Because it was very like, also I feel like in the moment because you're still competing.
Yes.
You're like,
you're so busy.
Yes.
Yes.
And
it's so like short lived and you're like, oh yeah, amazing. But moving on to the next.
Yes,
it's
yes.
so like a rush. And then only after the fact you kind of get to indulge in the feeling
and
of what all happened.
Yeah.
Now, I say K&J Dance Unlimited, and I say that it's not just an overnight success. Jackie, you've been doing this for a long time. You've been teaching the next generation of gold medalists for how many years now out in the North?
Well, K&J has been going for 21 years this year.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you watch the dancers dance, there's a sense of, and again, Brandon, to your point, you know, when you're there and you're competing or and not even there, when you're in the dance, you're in a moment. You're in that moment and you're living in that moment. And it's quite special to watch as somebody watching a dance group dance. But the focus and the concentration and everything about being in that moment is so important for the dancers when you watch it, that it's so much training that goes into and one little mistake, one little
100%.
Misstep
forever,
and you go like, why did I do that? Why was my 1 foot the between? And that's what's being judged. I mean, when you're being judged by the world's best, they're looking for every aspect of that dance routine to talk to them emotionally, for that to speak and to be all in sync. That you don't even want to think about that firstly before you do the dance. You just want to go through the motions
really
of doing what you got
to
do.
Into autopilot for that one.
Yeah.
That's kind of why like the months building up to it is so strenuous and so stressful. Because in the same token, obviously dance is, you're supposed to enjoy it and it is a passion. And obviously to a degree, because it is children, it is still somewhat of a hobby because they haven't decided their future and all of that. So it's very interesting, the process getting you there. And I feel like a lot of the times kids only really appreciate the work that they put in at the end.
Got you.
Yeah.
And then, to kind of see the end result, to see like all the months and all the hours of being, not like, well, I mean, I shout. all the hours
hey, we all
of
do. We
screaming
all do.
And shouting and like being on their cases.
Exactly.
And like, it's very bittersweet because you do because you love them and you also know you want the best for them. But in the moment, they're also like, just calm down. It's months away. But also really, not only at the end do they realize, wow, those months were gone in a flash.
And it's scary because you prep for like 8-9 months, even longer.
No.
And then you go overseas and two, you literally minutes. You've got 2-3 minutes no to put your stamp on it and yeah. then that's it. So you prep all that time just for those few minutes yeah. and you gotta make it happen.
Well, listen, we're gonna talk more. Don't go away. We've got kids sending in beautiful pictures of their Tamsin's young daughter's doing the split. She goes, one of K&J's students, and she's doing this. She's doing those split. That's pretty good. I'm not even gonna attempt that. I want to talk more about it. I want to talk about the hard training that goes in, because it's not only the dance crew that you took over. It's little kids, like Tamsin's just sent her daughter in. My kids go. It's just something that you do from the morning till late at night that doesn't get rewarded. You get moaned at by parents. You get it's the same old. You get complaints of why we can't park outside. There's parking. There's issues with this and that, and it's nonstop. The reward is very little, but it's there. And when it happens and it comes and you get gold, or your kids do well, or you do well, you need to embrace that and say, yes, we deserve it because we put the hard work in. A special little message for you this morning, Brandon.
Morning, Smile FM, and morning, Brandon. This is Melanza and
Anushka,
and we are from the Made to Move studio from Shalene, and we just want to say we know Brandon, and we were also overseas, I think 2023. And I just want to say thank you for Brandon for helping with the hip hop. And I just remember him always saying, "Hey, niggies doen dit, niggies doen daai, niggies doen dit." So thank you.
In studio today, Jackie, Claudia, and Brandon are here. And we're talking about, off air, we're talking about the hard work they put in behind the scenes to get to where Spain and winning in Spain. Not only winning in Spain, but every single day of their lives, they are out there training. And I asked a little bit about time off, and they looked at me as if to say, time off? What's time off? What's a holiday? We don't have any of that. Jackie, ultimately, it all sits with you, responsibility of running this and running the ship.
Yeah.
And this ship is, this is a 365-day ship.
Yeah.
Over and above being a mom, wife, juggling all those other responsibilities.
Yes.
It's such a good team effort, though. And I mean, you're the first to acknowledge, and it's always so special because after we have celebrations, which we have once a year, when we put on this dance spectacular, and you're the first to get up there and thank a list of people that have made the year so special. But it really is, and it's a village that work around making the success of the company.
100%. Yeah.
You've got mom, you've got mom-in-law, you've got sisters,
right.
you've got your siblings basically who are around you now. This is like real family.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We spend most of our time together.
You
yeah.
live together. You yes. know each and everyone's everything.
At work and outside of work as well.
I was going to say, what happens when work's done? Do you go, I'm so tired of Brandon and Claudia. I want to go. No, you hang out together as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, quite often.
That's a family right there. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about okay, so the cool thing is the future, which is basically the hands of it's the next generation, and it's the best of the best that you have. And it is the future. I mean, that is the future of dancing is in the hands of the best dancers that you have. What does the future hold for the dance studio? Because you're looking now and you're going, well, let me just kind of think, what's next? Where do you go to next? I mean, what's happening with K&J Dance Unlimited next?
Well,
business as usual.
Business as usual. Currently, we're working on the next few competitions coming up and the lineup until the end of the year.
Sure.
And then next year, we'll start prepping for 2027 for the next international competition.
Where is that? Where's 2027?
So that's the discussion we actually need to have.
Yeah.
Because
got you.
There's a few options.
Yeah, there's a few options we can go to.
Well, you've got it. There's no doubt about it. And we're gonna get sponsors. All these corporates that are listening, they had to make their way there.
Yes.
And there was. And thank you to all those parents, to the corporates that did help them go. But there are so many kids that can't afford to go and have battled to get the funds to go.
Yes.
Next time round, and everyone's been warned, you've got 2 years before they go off on the next overseas trip. We are going to do something very big and special to make sure that everyone gets to go. But you are the world champions, so you know you have to go. It's not even a matter of should you go.
Yeah. No, we absolutely have to. We have to make it happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we will, for sure.
Yeah,
we will. And I also just feel like we've now gone and we proved a point, and the results were brilliant, don't get me wrong. But I'm also the type of person who's like, okay, so you've already proven that you've already proven that it is achievable.
Yes.
So now let's better it next time.
Yeah.
I love it. Tamsin's got a message for us this morning. Let's have a listen. Tamsin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Ryan. So Emma was quite a shy little human being, didn't really like being too active. But since she started dancing, I tell you, the amount of fun we have, she loves her dancing Tuesdays. And she now has me attempting the splits at my very ripe young age in the evenings. But I just watch her, I put music on and I watch her dance in the mirror. And it is just, it warms my heart. It's the cutest thing. So thank you to Jackie and her team. For just, they touch these lives more than you can imagine. And it's not just the children's lives you're touching. Yes, they're having fun, but it's us as parents who get to see them grow. And that is something priceless. So thank you so much. And well done on your achievements.
Spot on. Absolutely spot on. And to all the dads who watch teacher Claudia's videos and try and copy their kids. And forward, stretch, and out, and legs, and turn.
Oh, I think there's an idea right
there. That's me.
Yeah,
that's
me
right there.
We did dance. Dance. There we go.
End of your dad dance. And trust me, there are so many dads that are going, not me. It's you, dad. You know it.
Front and center.
You know it, dad. We do the dance music because we've got to inspire our kids to do it. But in all seriousness, guys, we're so proud of you. K&J Dance Unlimited, you're an institution in the northern suburbs. Everyone who doesn't know you, they now know you. And there's going to be and every year there are new kids coming through the ranks and new kids coming through your studios. You're such an inspiration to so many households.
Thank you so much.
And to the point that we were talking about family, the crew have been together for a long time. This, you know, you've managed to keep the family together for almost forever.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, it was first Kelly and myself, and then it was Claudia, Keisha, Brandon, Rudy, Zoe, Kira.
And they're still all together.
Gabby, everybody's just still, like, and we're still all together around.
This is the coolest crew ever. Ladies and gents, World Cup winners coming straight off their hot dance World Cup win. Ladies and gents, K&J Dance Unlimited. Thank you very much.
Wake up with you next to me.
It all wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.